I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
College football playoff expansion on the horizon, and the sport as a whole undergoing radical change. Another round of conference realignment may be on the horizon. Texas and Oklahoma have reportedly reached out to the SEC about joining the league should the two Big 12 powerhouses choose to leave their home conference. That's according to the Houston Chronicle, and that is the first paragraph in a story at CBSSports.com. Citing a, quote, high-ranking college official with knowledge of the situation, the Houston Chronicle reports that the SEC could announce the additions of the Longhorn and Sooners within a couple of weeks. The author of this story is Brent Zwerneman, and I don't know him at all. I'm sure he's terrific. He's going to regret probably putting a time frame on it. Oh, if I were his editor, I'd have said, we don't need to put within a couple of weeks. Let's just let you be right or wrong about this story in any time period. Mm-hmm. But let's not tie ourselves to...
Yeah, you can't claim it months from now.
Boy, I don't ever... I try not to put time frames on anything.
Yeah.
If you're reporting on things that may or may not happen, but you're reporting from sources, this is in the works, and it could happen. Just say it's in the works, and it could happen.
Right.
Leave it there. Not could happen by the end of the week, could happen by the end of the month, could happen by the end of the summer, could happen by the end of the year. The Grizzlies are actually great at this with injuries. They never tell you when something, they never give you a time frame on anything.
No. It's we'll have an update in a couple weeks.
The only time frame they give you is we'll update you on what's up, you know, two weeks from now. But we don't know when so-and-so is going to be healed. Like, if the Grizzlies ran the Houston Chronicle, the story would have been written differently.
Yes.
So I don't know, but I could certainly envision Brent Zwerneman regretting saying the SEC could announce the additions of Longhorns and Sooners within a couple of weeks. Because as soon as a couple of weeks pass and this hasn't happened, people are going to say, that guy didn't know what he was talking about. And I know he will counter with, I said could with a C, not would with a W, but that ain't going to keep the Twitter mob from coming after you. Either way, back to the Central Port. Texas and Oklahoma, according to the Houston Chronicle, reaching out to the SEC about joining the conference. So this is obviously big news in a variety of ways. A, it would turn the SEC into even more of a monster of a conference. 16 teams with some of the biggest brands in college athletics. I mean, Texas and Oklahoma are massive college athletics brands. And not only would them joining the SEC really boost the SEC, but it would wildly damage the Big 12 and possibly end it.
Oh, I think it would end it. Don't you?
There was
who's their biggest brand if they leave? Oklahoma State?
I mean, it's not good.
No.
I mean, Baylor?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Baylor, yeah.
I mean, without Texas and Oklahoma, you got a league of Baylor, Kansas, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, TCU, Kansas State, and Iowa State.
Nah.
That ain't
going to get it done.
That ain't the same thing.
No. Nope.
There was some thought that when Texas and Oklahoma were once upon a time considering joining the Pac-12, that it would be the end of the Big 12. Like, I knew people who worked in the Big 12 office at the time, and they were like, we might be out of a job. Like, if these schools leave... Because if I remember correctly, it wasn't just going to be Texas and Oklahoma. There's a lot of in-state stuff that would make it where or at least the suggestion was, hey, Texas, if you're going, you got to take Texas Tech with you. And Oklahoma, if you're going, you got to take Oklahoma State with you. And so there's some thought that if that were to happen, then the Big 12 would cease to exist. Mm-hmm. Right now, because this is all being reported in real time and there are updates coming across Twitter every 5 minutes, it still seems to be very early in the process. There's some thought that Oklahoma would have a hard time joining the SEC unless the SEC was also willing to take Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State has actually released a statement saying we're gathering information on this possible situation, but let it be known we will aggressively defend in advance what is best for Oklahoma State. So what they're saying is whatever we can legally do, you know, or allowed to do within our contracts, we're going to do that. We ain't letting Oklahoma leave us without a fight. We might go with them, but they ain't leaving us without a fight. There's also, obviously, massive contracts that Oklahoma and Texas have with the Big 12 right now. And though I'm just skimming them in commercial breaks, it appears that the financial penalty for leaving right now would be massive. Lightens considerably in 2024. But if Oklahoma and Texas were trying to leave right now, they would pay a big, big price for doing that, at least in theory. The flip side of that is, how much money they got? A lot. How much money can they make in the SEC by going now? Certainly more. Mm-hmm. So can you offset that, make up for it? Can it make financial sense to leave now, even if you are paying a significant penalty? I don't know. But I would assume that is what number crunchers are trying to figure out in Austin and Norman right now. Obviously, with realignment, it is often a dominoes game. What if it's just Oklahoma and Texas that leave for the SEC and they got to add schools? Can Memphis get back involved in that? Maybe, although let's not forget, last time the Big 12 was considering expansion, Memphis didn't even make the cut. Like Memphis went from, I think we're going to get into the Big 12 to like, nah, if we took five schools, we wouldn't take you, mm-hmm. which was honestly surprising, but still a thing. So very early in the process, but realignment is back in the headlines. It had been relatively quiet for a little while, but these conversations are always happening behind the scenes. Everybody's always trying to figure out if there's a better situation, a more lucrative situation. And it appears, if you trust the reporting from the Houston Chronicle, that Texas and Oklahoma have been trying to figure that out. I will say one thing that makes me skeptical that this is like actually happening soon, as opposed to maybe happening someday, is that Ross Bjork, who is former Ole Miss AD, now the AD at Texas A&M, he said today that, you know, where Greg Sankey, the commissioner, declined comment, Ross did not decline comment. He said, you know, we want to be the only Texas school in the SEC. That's one of the reasons we came.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know that Texas A&M has got the power to veto anything. Like, if the SEC, other presidents in the SEC overrule Texas A&M, you know, Texas A&M ain't in charge of the SEC. But he made it clear, we would not want this. We don't want Texas in our league. That's why we left Texas. But the more interesting thing that he said was, because that Texas A&M doesn't want Texas in the SEC is unsurprising. The more interesting thing that he said is, as athletic directors, I'm just telling you, we have not talked about this. So is it really feasible that this is happening in a matter of weeks?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.